Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet approving a plan to expand military operations in Gaza and to take control of Gaza City. The move sparking protest from some, including families of hostages still held by Hamas.
I know the plan is to get rid of Hamas, but we've been trying for 2 whole years. We haven't made that much progress, and we've lost so many soldiers, and we still haven't brought all the hostages home. So it just doesn't seem that there's any real forward movement with this plan.
The plan will involve forcibly evacuating hundreds of civilians and is expected to worsen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. President Trump's tariffs now in place for dozens of countries. A lot of businesses say they are passing on those costs to customers, or they will be. Stocks slipping on Wall Street Thursday. The president now ordering colleges to submit data to the federal government to prove they do not consider race in admissions. Vice President J.D. Vance's security detail had an Ohio River's water level raised so he and his family could go kayaking to celebrate his birthday last week. This is ABC News. A passenger injured in a mishap on the world's largest cruise ship when the tube of one of the ship's water slides broke open.
A man left bloody and injured after the acrylic glass broke off water slide on Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, sending water gushing down onto the deck below. The ship, which has 6 water slides, was at sea traveling between the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Bahamas at the time. Passengers heard screaming. Icon of the Seas has only been in service since January of last year. Royal Caribbean saying in a statement the guest is being treated for his injuries. The water slide is closed for the remainder of the sailing, pending an investigation.
ABC's Danny New. Another incident of someone throwing a sex toy onto the court of a WNBA game happened last night, almost hitting Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham during the Fever's game with the Chicago Sky. $30,000 worth of Labubus taken from a store in Los Angeles. One-stop sales broken into. The thieves making off with multiple boxes filled with the collectible little dolls that seem to have taken over the world. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Wisconsin DNR is putting out a call for help this time of year. If you spot a deer or a game bird, help the DNR track it. Paul Frater is wildlife data analyst at the DNR.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn to doe ratio for deer and the poults to hens ratio for game birds. Those are used in decisions around wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th, while the Game Bird Survey wraps up at the end of this month. Frater says there's a reason the survey's happening now.
So late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds with their offspring because the young are still typically found really close to their mothers, but they are readily distinguishable from the adults. So, like I said, juveniles are still quite a bit smaller than adults. Fawn deer still have their spots, which makes it easy to tell them apart from the adults. These characteristics just help to provide a more accurate count of juveniles to adults, which is what the surveys are intended to measure.
Both surveys ask you to record wildlife from dawn to dusk. The Game Bird Survey asks where and when you saw a ruffed grouse, a ring-necked pheasant, a wild turkey, or a gray partridge, and whether they were alone or in a brood. Operation Deer Watch asks for all the deer you've seen, whether they're does, bucks, or fawns. It'll also ask you whether the fawns are alone or with their doe. Frater says, take your time with that last question. While it can be hard to tell if you're driving, it's a crucial question. You can submit your data with your smartphone using the Survey 123 app. The DNR says don't try and submit your data if you're behind the wheel. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickle.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
WGBW. I'm sitting railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. I would be Dan Marcus.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
local news and timeless hits, WGBW. And Dan Marcus, good morning. It's Friday. Take a deep breath. Enjoy that. One of the things of note today, happening today, well, two things really that I want to bring to your attention right away this morning. The movie Freakier Friday is being released today in theaters only. And Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis star again. And it's another body-swapping story. And it's Disney. So, I mean, the original came out 22 years ago. And so this one's been updated a little bit, but I still expect it's going to be as good as the original. A lot of people loved that first one. So, yeah, Freakier Friday today in movie theaters. And also, because I'll bet you forgot to wear Packer clothing today because the first Packer game is this weekend. Yes, it's preseason, but it counts for Packer clothing. So wear the green and gold today. Now, if you just pulled out of the driveway on your way to work, you still have time to turn around and get that jersey and wear it to work. And interestingly enough, some places will give you a discount if you're wearing Packer gear today, like Qdoba. There's Fleet Farm and a couple of other places. So I will run down that whole list for you in a little bit. But yeah, wear your Packer gear today. If you haven't already, laid it out and get on it and go Pack.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Ladies, if you've been looking for an opportunity to learn how to defend yourself, here's one now. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Friday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Family Shooting Academy in Green Bay, you can register for a women's personal safety class. You're going to learn 5 powerful situational awareness tips to avoid threats, critical steps to keep yourself safe, and how to mentally and legally prepare yourself. Best part, this class is free. Sign up now. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My girl.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Ozzy and Harriet's favorite, Don't Tell David.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
WGBW.
members of that group can prove that they were actually at Woodstock because they performed there. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with great lyrics. Lyrics like Wee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, hey, it's Friday. You know, I ran out of jokes on Wednesday. Okay, Monday.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Frisky in old Frisco.
a pretty little chick wherever you go.
And the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on out there in the greater Green Bay area.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Lac des Flambeaux band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians has taken a blow in a long dispute over road access. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday that four disputed roads on tribal land must remain open to the public. Judge William Conley ruled that homeowners have valid right-of-way easements, even though those easements were acquired by non-tribal developers decades ago and are now expired. For more than a decade, the Lac des Flambeaux band has sought compensation from the town for use of these roads. They've asked for $10 to $20 million for permanent right-of-way access. When negotiations failed in 2023, the tribe took action. It blocked the roads for 6 weeks. The town has maintained the roads for decades. In 2024, it spent $600,000 to secure temporary access, which wiped out the entire budget for the town's roads. The town then asked for help from local, state, and federal governments, but none came. Last year, the tribe took steps to reinstall barricades, but were blocked from doing so by the court. In a statement yesterday, the Lac des Flambeaux band said Conley's ruling overlooked key elements of federal law that protect tribal lands and sovereignty. The case could be appealed. A status hearing is set for September 5th. Governor Evers visited Green Bay yesterday as part of a stop related to the state budget. He toured the Brown County Oral Health Partnership Clinic. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay yesterday. She held a roundtable on tariff impacts on local businesses. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
There may not be a lot of policy development catching the attention in Washington, D.C., but there's one bill that Wisconsin pork producers are still paying attention to. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's called the Save Our Bacon Act, and it's really designed to restore interstate commerce to the state of California. Remember, California has something called Proposition 12 in place that dictates exactly how pork producers must raise their animals and how egg producers must raise their animals. And that's turned into very expensive pork and eggs for California consumers. Morgan Warwick is the program and marketing director at the Wisconsin Pork Association.
I think it's different for every pork producer. Some are Prop 12 compliant, some are not. But at the end of the day, if we know what regulations we have to abide by and that we can raise pork the way we feel is best for our operation, that's what's important for producers. And so we want to be able to have our pig farmers continue to do what's best for their pigs, their families, and their operations while still delivering a safe, consistent, affordable food product for consumers.
Morgan Warwick with the Wisconsin Pork Association. She says addressing the fix of Proposition 12 is not only critical for California, but it also will keep other states from putting in place their own individual guidelines for food production.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you?
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the final few days now of the Wisconsin State Fair, State Fair Park in West Allis. Earlier this week, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction was held. And while many will pay attention to the $35,000 paid for the Grand Champion Steer, what's forgotten is that that auction also awarded $55,000 in scholarships and contributed an additional $30,000 in financial support to Exhibitor Showmanship, Master Showman, and Reserve Champion Awards. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
But it's all right, 6:38 now, 69 degrees at the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's International Cat Day. It's also Green and Gold Day. Wear your colors to work.
It's a beautiful morning.
Either way. kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Wow.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me.
News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus from our studios, Lush Plush. I mean, they're under construction because they're putting in a wet bar over there in the corner for Laura McKenna. She's in here at 9 o'clock this morning. I don't want to cast aspersions. Don't read anything into that about Laura, okay? But yeah, the wet bar is for her. And if you believe that, I got a bridge over the Fox River I can sell you. Friday's on the Fox. Now, is that officially done with now? I mean, was the last one like end of July? My guess is there's still going to be people congregating down on the city deck and just force a habit, if nothing else. So come on down and enjoy downtown. Highly recommend it. I blew right past it, but it's International Cat Day today. And if you're a cat owner like I am, I have Drizzle. Drizzle is my cat. Dutch is my dog. Drizzle is my cat. Drizzle definitely is a princess. I mean, I wait on her. She expects me to wait on her. Vicky, too, is just so. But they don't really need their own day to get special attention. If you're a cat owner, you already know that.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Grace Slick in the Airplane, and Diana Ross and the Supremes. Back to back on WGBW.
Each time you leave my door.
News, timeless hits, WGBW, and Dan Marcus. I'm available at this end of 920-580-8957.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure, and this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing.
Local news, timeless hits, all about Green Bay. 97.9 WGBW, that's what the GB stands for. WGBW, let's update you now with ABC News, local news, sports, all ahead, including weather on WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark, Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles declaring a local emergency because a fire is burning rapidly. ABC's Trevor Alt's on the scene.
We've been watching as officials have been hurrying to close a lot of these roads as more than 10,000 people now are under evacuation orders because of the canyon fire. It's charred thousands of acres overnight, and we've been watching fire crews race all over the canyon trying to contain these flames as they pop up. It is very steep and difficult terrain.
Another fire is burning in Central California. That is currently the state's largest. A synagogue in Rutherford, New Jersey, just outside New York City, burning to the ground this morning. The rabbi and his family made it safely outside. Back in 2012, that same synagogue was firebombed. The Israeli cabinet approving a plan for Israel to take over Gaza City. Germany's chancellor saying his country will not export any more military equipment to Israel as a result. Computer chip Intel stock price sinking overnight when President Trump said in a media post the CEO of the company needs to resign. This is ABC News. The heat wave in the Southwest has been baking several cities, including Phoenix and Palm Springs.
Officially on Thursday, Phoenix hit 118 degrees. That makes it the hottest August day on record in Phoenix. And records in Phoenix go all the way back to 1896. In Palm Springs, when it was 116 degrees out, our team at the Palm Springs Airport found the tarmac was 163 degrees on the ground. Temperatures are expected to come down a tiny bit into the weekend.
ABC's Alex Stone. As the preseason gets underway, the NFL has announced teams can no longer supply players with smelling salts, which can give players a lot of jolt of energy mid-game.